Well, you just had to imagine you was making music too.
What did you call the part of the wagon that stuck out like this in front?
That's a tongue, I guess.
And if you wanted to tell somebody to get the horses ready and then attach them to the tongue, what would you tell him to do?
Just tell him to hitch the horses.
Well, this would mean doing what?
I'd be putting up the neck yoke and hooking the traces to the single traces.
Would this be putting the equipment on, mean put the equipment on the horses too?
Well, if you tell somebody to do that, of course they'd have to harness the horses before they hitched them.
When you have a buggy, a one-horse buggy, what do you call those things that stick out?
That's shafts. Mm-hmm.
And what do you have with a buggy? Well, maybe it's just ornamental, but you can pop it, too, to make the horses go faster.
Buggy whip?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were those used to hit the horses, or just to...
Yeah, some horses needed it pretty bad. Other horses wouldn't need it at all, but they was kind of an ornament if you didn't need them, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did many people drive buggies?
Yeah, a lot of people did. Practically everybody. Only they had two horses. Worked two horses in the early days. Didn't have any single horses.
Oh.
Any single buggies.
And it was a tough...
Wasn't any place for the horse to walk in the center there a lot of times, you see.
Mm-hmm. How far... What was a good trip in a buggy? A man drove a buggy. How far?
Well, if you had a good team, you could... drive to McAllister and at 25 miles, you could drive it in 2 or 3 hours, I guess 3 hours probably.
The roads were pretty good then, huh?
Well, we didn't have good roads, but you'd slow down for these rough places, you know, and you hit a good piece where you trot up. These horses, some of those horses could move trotting.
You made that trip often?
Yeah, I used to make that old there horseback lots of time.
How about with the buggy?
Well, I never did go in a buggy. Went in a wagon to get haul feed several times.
Mm-hmm. On your wagon, what did you call a steel part on the outside of the wheel?
Well, that is a tire.
And then inside that, the wooden part was?
That is fillers.
Uh-huh. Well, what did you do when the wagon wheel squeaked?
Well, I guess you grease it. That you mean squeaking on the inside? You just grease it.
How'd you do this?
Well, you had axle grease and take your bolt off, take your wheel about half off, and put your grease on the thimble and put it back on.
With this wagon, what did you call a bar that went right behind each horse?
That's a single tree.
And then those attached to what?
A double tree.
And if you're driving a team from a wagon, what do you hold in your hand?
Lines.
How did you keep these from getting all hard and stiff?
They usually oiled them, and then just handling them and touching the horses. That kept them seem like a little bit oily.
Most usually then they use tarra from bees.
That's what we
Mama
use.
Mama would render this tarra out, you know, and make a grease, and we grease harness with it. That is most usually grease we had then.
Yeah, in the early days that's the only grease we had. Only oil we had.
What did you call a horse on the left?
That lead horse.
And what did you tell him what did you tell your team if you wanted it to go left?
Well, you'd say haw if you wanted to go left, gee if you wanted to go right.
And if you wanted him to go ahead, what would you tell him?
Get up.
And to make him go faster?
Well, if you're driving mules, you'd usually discuss a little.
Didn't do that.